Blog Talk Radio.
We're trying to get books later.
Whoa. What it is, everybody, before we get started, I just wanted to say hello, but we got you a special little thing. I'm going to play it right quick.
Hey. Order us online. And we'll send you a disc. And you'll be like,
hey, phone came in the mail today.
Sure did.
These nuts. Ha! Got him! Ha! Got him! Ha!
Keep you up on sports, celebrity divorce, and all that other
shit.
Yeah, boy, we handle this. Rattling and Randy show, man, we're on the road. Gotta get it in and tell them groupie hoes get off of
these nuts. Ha!
You know I got them. Take them other shows and turn them off and spot them. Yeah, we need to get this money. Need to get our cut and tell them hoes get off of, get off of
these nuts.
Ha!
Got him! Got him!
Shot with me. You know we're on the road now. You're tuned into the show now. No way we about to turn down. Get off of
these nuts.
Get off of these nuts.
What?
You know we're on the road now. You're tuned into the show now. When we about to turn down, get off of these nuts, get off of
these nuts.
Got him!
Shot with me.
Got him!
These nuts?
Get off of these nuts!
Got him!
Welcome to the Rel and Randy Show, guys.
Cray Cray Hump Day.
Cray Cray Hump Day.
Welcome in, everybody. Today we're going to be discussing topics ranging from Aaron Hernandez, first-degree murder conviction, NBA playoff picture, Drake and Madonna getting it on damn near on stage, upcoming shows in the Central Florida area and surrounding areas, also the latest and greatest in the music industry, and newest releases from Lil Wayne, Tyler, Creator, Drake, and many more artists. And today's debate section is going to be religion in school.
Oh, yeah.
And much, much more. We also have a Women Crush Wednesday we're going to touch on for you today as well. So
hit us up.
Welcome in.
On www.blogtalkradio.com/Rel and Randy. That's our link to our, the page we're using. So you go in there and like it. You know, so I know we got a lot of people that listen. We have and a lot of people that follow us on Facebook, but we need you guys to also go in there and like that page.
Thank you. We're back on.
We're back. Sorry.
Man, we are getting good at technical difficulties, are we not?
We are most definitely.
Pretty damn
good.
Yeah,
we are. We get it and get back on.
Well.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's
finished. Now that we got to reset the whole damn show, thanks to this fucking website and Windows Media Player teamed up together.
And sabotaging us.
Yeah. Did you see Drake and Madonna making out on stage?
Yeah, I think it was more Madonna making out with Drake.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Well,
I couldn't tell if he, like, her breath was stank or she was, like, licking all on the inside of his mouth.
Nah, this is the thing. You know she used to date Biggie Smalls, right?
I had no idea.
Yeah, well, there you go. A little tad bit of information. But what kind of got through me for a loop was the fact that he came up and looked all disgusted and then apologized for it. I'd have just fucking went with that
shit. Yeah, you got to run with it.
If you're disgusted because you know she sucked a million dicks in her life, then, hey, I'm just saying, I'd have been disgusted too. I'd have been like, man, that tasted like she just got done sucking off somebody.
It tasted like jizz.
Yeah, exactly.
But my thing is,
it tasted like Weatherman Joe's beet juice.
Yeah. My thing is, bro, like, if that's going on
and
you don't like it, just move.
What do you mean, just move?
I'd have been like, whoa.
Hey, big.
Yeah. But I guess you can't do that in the entertainment. You gotta like run with it.
Yeah.
I think Madonna be doing that shit on purpose though. I think she like to set people up. She like to set you up, put you in a throw. She like to get an alley thrown to her so she can dunk it on your ass and you not even. She like the DeAndre Jordan people.
Joe, weather man, Joe, when the whistle blow.
Weatherman Joe in the studio.
Yeah, we can't forget about Weatherman Joe.
Just
keep looking for that app that's coming out.
Yeah, Weatherman Joe, what's up with the app, man?
Oh yeah, guys, it's still getting worked on. It turns out it's a lot more work than I first anticipated, and we're just diligently working on it. Hopefully,
him and his digital web designing team.
Yeah, I'm in with the weather. I'm not really in with the, how to make it. But, guys, I am really, really excited. I mean, I'm having kittens like a honey shot hoochie riding the honey wagon about this weather. And the reason why I say that is because it is just, it's not too hot right now. It's got a nice cool breeze coming through. You got a light drizzle. Takes away from that beating down sun, and I'm just excited about it.
You did a pretty good job with the weather last week. You pretty much predicted it right on, giving you credit on that one, Weatherman Joe. But what do we got for this week?
Yeah, I definitely appreciate that. I mean, I linked up with Wesh, but they were loafing, so you know I had to go went loke on them. And then when that happened, they tried to hit me with that literally masturbation on me. So I just joined up with you guys. And
Hold on, run that back.
what do you want me to run back?
Just run the whole thing back. What did you just say? I know you ain't down with it, but what ain't you down with?
Oh, I said I linked up. You know, I tried to hook up, team up with Wesh. You know, those guys over there. I ain't gonna mention anybody's names, but they were loafing on me. You know, they're going slow and sloppy. You know, I'm really professional. I like to have things crisp and in order, and they weren't. So I went loco on them, which is loco is crazy. So I went crazy on them. And then after I did that, they tried to hit me with literary masturbation, which is...
That's what
say,
I was looking for.
You can literally say, hey, Weatherman Joe, we're just not on your level. You know, with
right.
your van, and you know, it's just equipped with stuff we're not prepared to have in our studios.
True.
And they went on, like, this rant. They went on with this... It's just... There's a saying, when you... A five-cent word will work... So why are you trying to use $5 word? You know what I mean? So that's what that literally means. So I was just saying I went and hooked up with you guys instead of trying to go off and work with some other squad or something else like that. I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it to bring the truth to the people.
Okay, 10-4. Well, we got you. Go ahead and you want to handle this weather for us?
All right, yeah, let's hit the weather up. We have 100% chance of rain right now. It should be raining everywhere in the southeast right now. You have that rain until 9:13 tonight, then it'll drop down to 68 degrees with that. We have a southeastern wind at 5 miles an hour. Then tomorrow, which is Thursday, you're going to be mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, so you got to have a, 52% chance of rain tomorrow. And the scattered thunderstorms are going to be popping up everywhere, so they're going to be popping up. Now, if they develop and they carry through with their thing, then you're going to see rain. But if they don't, it's going to be very sporadic. So it's pretty hard to predict, but I can guarantee you that the Central Florida will see rain, and I can guarantee you that Tennessee will not. And so you're going to have a high of 87, you're going to have a low of a 68, you're going to have scattered thunderstorms with a northeastern wind, we'll say at 6.5 miles an hour. Then Friday, which will be our next show, which will be Freestyle Friday, very anticipated show, by the way. I've been hearing, even in the traffic control airways, I've been hearing a lot about the Freestyle Friday.
Oh, yeah.
That, you're going to have a high of 85 and a low of 67. You have PM thunderstorms. A good chance of that. Maybe about 92% chance of that. From
PM thunderstorms, what's that? Nighttime thunderstorms?
PM is anything past 2:37 p.m. in the afternoon. So from 2:45 all the way to 9:42, you're going to see rain. the possibility of rain. And you have about a 30% chance inside of that.
Precise, son.
You have a 30% chance inside of that 90% to see thunderstorms. Now, you'll see rain 90%, but for 30% will gradually increase to a lightning thunderstorm. So make sure you all do a bumper check before you head out and use that 90% theory, okay? Because that 90% theory is 90% of what you hear, especially from the people at WESH, are garbage. Using 90% lies, 10%, that's what the 90% theory is. 90% of what you hear is lies, 10% is truth, and I'm the 10%. So make sure you guys do your bumper check, which is make sure you do a double check on the weather.
Discount double check, buddy. My boy A-Rod, just saying.
Discount double check.
Mayweather says Pacquiao is too reckless to win the mega fight. Too reckless. That's what he says.
Somebody should tell him he too much of a bitch.
Who's that? Mayweather?
Mayweather, too much of a bitch to actually fight.
What do we got, $5 on this fight?
Yeah, let's do it.
$5 and cheeseburger?
How about we do
$5 and
juice challenge.
$5 and Express Oakwood.
Five shots of juice.
No, because I might actually start doing that before then, so it wouldn't be nothing.
Okay.
With $5 and a punch
and
in the arm.
Express. How about some sweet potato fries?
Ooh, Oakwood Express, son. Oakwood Express is where it's at, cuz.
Let's do that. That's what we're doing. Instead of $5, an Oakwood Express meal.
Okay.
Actually, the weather was brought to you today by Oakwood Express.
Was it?
Yes. I did not want to leave them out.
Okay, well.
Shout out to Oakwood Express in Wildwood, Florida.
Appreciate you guys.
Right off of 301, 1210 North Street, actually.
Much love to them guys, man. They're doing it big in there.
They're actually installing a landing pad for my van.
Really?
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
That's damn dope. Let's get into, before we get into a story, because we're really not making this a story, but Stephen Curry hitting 77 three-pointers straight in practice.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm just wanting to throw it out there.
Am I supposed to be afraid of that?
I know.
Somebody that's from the east side, like Cleveland, are they supposed to be afraid of that?
Most definitely.
Nah, not at all.
You're crazy.
Klay Thompson was balling the other day, though. I did see him ball.
He's the only person in NBA history to actually score double digits in a quarter.
No, it wasn't that. He scored 37 against Portland.
Right, he scored 30.
Which is a record.
Right, and then he scored 26 just the last game.
Right.
And they were like, he's the first person to ever do that.
Was that in a quarter or was that?
It was in a quarter. In a quarter.
Wow, he is balling.
Yeah, he's been balling.
Yeah, no, I'll give him credit. I know he was in that slump for a minute. But you know how it goes.
Now, here comes the music.
Here comes the music. Holy shnikes. This is Tyler the Creator. This is called Smuckers, and it's actually a pretty decent song.
I do not like his music.
It's interesting to say the least, but
he's interesting.
Yeah, he is an interesting dude, and I kind of appreciate him, to be honest.
I mean, I appreciate that creativity, but I just cannot.
I don't know. I get into it. He's creepy, man. I just enjoy it. He's an entertainer. That's, you know what I'm saying, and that's how I look at it.
I think he's like that.
Yeah. Well, maybe yeah. To a point.
No, I think he's like that.
Well, anyways. This song is called Smuckers, and it's featuring Kanye West and Lil Wayne. Check it out and let me know if you like it. Call the show if you like it. 713-955-0701. Check us out.
You like it because Lil Wayne is in it.
Damn right, cool.
Money, 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 money ain't the motive. What's your name again? Nobody knows it. Don't speak to me, nigga. You not talking. I'm focused. 2, 3, 4. They say I'm nutty. I'm picking fast. I'm short of a sandwich. Peanut butter. What's watching the fact? He's coming to get me. Said I'm sucking at the neck. Like a hidden boy. I'm sexy like an HIV victim. Ain't nobody fucking with me. I got bad from these demons. White called me a demon. And it's God damn it, I couldn't
believe it. Been a kid from the country, I never fall, never temper. But you fucked up like a panther child. I was a nigger. I clearly don't give a fuck. So you can run that shit back and fuck your loud pack and fuck your Snapchat. Church bomb the greatest fucking album since the day of sound. And that shit gon' pop just like that nigga that was never round. Damn, got the drive, gas up, dick is soft. Young D, chain quick, off the beat, dick is soft. He ain't lying, he the truth. Call him Simba, beat the loot. Tyler the creator for the beast, dude. Put that fucking cow on my level, cause I'm raised in a safe. Mama made you a promise, it's no more Section 8. The won't be able to save. Now I'm second is great, cause that's the level I'm at. My nigga pass him a plate, yeah.
Why don't they like me? Nike gave a lot of niggas checks, but I'm the only nigga to ever check Nike. Richer than white people with black kids, scarier than black people with ideas. Nobody can tell me where I'm heading, but I feel like Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen at my wedding. They say I'm crazy, but that's the best thing going for me. You can't lynch Marshawn and Tom Brady throwing to me. I made a million mistakes, and I'm successful in spite of them. I believe you like a fat trainer taking the bite of some. I want to turn the tanks to playgrounds. I'm just a Tupac. You ask me, are you still down? Yeah, my nigga, it's on. I know they throw their white daughters. Don't bring home Jerome. I am the free nigga archetype. I am the light and the beacon. You can ask me. And funny when you get extra money. Every joke you tell just be extra funny. I mean, you can even dress extra bummy. Cocaine back from break nose, extra bummy. And I gave you all I got, you still want extra from me. Oxford on a full blown lecture from me. And the Lexus pull up like hop, the hop, the hop, 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 step back, hold up, nigga, you suck, hold up. Abortions, emotions running out of Audubon speed level. Had a drink with fear, and I was texting God. He said I gave you a big dick to go extra hard.
Well, I'm praying for the new Jesus, and you put this plan at the spot to be like this.
And we back, man. Back at it. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Rel and Randy Show. We are the Rel and Randy Show. blogtalkradio.com/Rel and Randy. And we appreciate all of our listeners.
Especially the devoted ones that tune in every week. We've been doing this for, what, 3 months almost?
Yeah, almost 3 months.
A couple of days, 3 months.
That's crazy. It went by fast as hell.
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
Time flies when you're having fun.
That's what they say. That's what my mom and all those weird people in school told me.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying, Cole?
That's why school took so long.
Why is that?
Because it wasn't fucking fun.
Tell me again, Cole.
Because it wasn't fun.
Well,
yeah, for me, it went by pretty fast. I mean, the weather is very entertaining.
Oh, my God, Weatherman Joe.
Weatherman Joe is honest, boy. I'll tell you what, he loves that weather.
Yeah, they asked me why I went to school, college for 7 years. It was actually not college. It was weather school.
Right.
So, of course, it felt about like 15 minutes to me.
10-4. Well, we'll get back into school later. Right now, let's talk about Tyus Jones' departure. He leaves Duke for the draft. He's actually entering the draft this year. He's the Duke freshman who definitely shined in big games.
Wilson is leaving, too, I think. He decided to, I guess, too. Him and I think one more. I think it's like three of them that's leaving.
Really? They might as well just go ahead.
They said Coach K actually told him that he wanted them to leave.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
I don't really know. But they did say if they didn't win, they all were going to come back.
Well, I know. Let's see. He's the third guy to leave out of Duke. So. I don't know. I'm just saying. I was surprised to see him go. I was excited to see him come back and play some more ball at Duke, just because I know he's a baller and he's exciting to watch. But anyways, long story short, he's leaving for the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the NBA, the NBA playoff picture. Let's. I know a lot of people might be tired of hearing about this, but let's just jump through it real quick. All right, real quick.
Okay.
The East is pretty cut and dry. All it is really a fight for the eighth spot at this point. We all know 1-6, 1-7-ish. Atlanta Hawks 1, Cleveland 2, Chicago Bulls or Toronto will be 3, and vice versa at the 4 spot. Washington will be 5, Milwaukee is 6, Boston is 7, and then 8 will be either the Indiana Pacers or the Brooklyn Nets.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It was crazy. The Pacers are still like, they still are hanging around,
right?
And they had Paul George for like last week.
Let's dive into this real quick.
Okay, go for
number it. 8. Who do you got? Indiana Pacers. The Indiana Pacers have to win in order to get in. They're playing the Grizzlies tonight.
They're gonna lose.
Yeah, or the Nets need to lose to Orlando, right?
The Nets need to lose to Orlando?
Right. So that's a kind of – my prediction is Brooklyn will be in the eighth spot.
Me too.
Because I don't think Indiana's going to beat Memphis. I really don't. And I don't think that Brooklyn will lose to Orlando. They may.
I have a full
– But Brooklyn holds the tiebreaker. So,
right.
You know what I mean? If
right.
both of them lose tonight, I think Brooklyn – you know, is capable of beating Orlando as super powerful as a team.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. It would be pretty dope to see Indiana get in and then, like, win in the first round.
I would love to see Indiana because I enjoy watching them play, and I like those. I just, you know, I got respect for the whole organization, Larry Bird down. You know what I'm saying? It's a good – come on, let's go down to the West. Number one is obviously Golden State Warriors. Number two, Los Angeles Clippers, San Antonio Spurs, or Houston Rockets. This is a big thing. Who cares, really? Let's go down farther. Number 8, New Orleans Pelicans or Oklahoma City Thunder. Those are the two big teams that really need to get it going. Number 8, if they beat the Spurs or the Thunder lose to Minnesota, they will be in the playoffs. They will be eliminated if they lose to the Spurs and the Thunder beat the Timberwolves, which that is a very, very possible scenario. So my prediction will be the A spot goes to Oklahoma City Thunder.
I have a feeling like that's what the NBA wants because they gave Thunder back Westbrook. He should have been gone for this.
Right.
Game.
Well, you can't take them away this late. I mean, you can, but you can't. Brooklyn is in at the A spot, and then you got
who got the A spot in the Okay. I want the Pelicans to get in.
Well, see, they're gonna have to beat this. They're gonna have to beat San Antonio.
Yeah, and I think they can do it. Honestly,
they might be able to pull one.
If Pelicans,
if they lose to San Antonio, they're out.
Right.
Unless both of those teams lose.
Yeah.
Then they get in because they have a tiebreaker.
Yeah, exactly.
But I want to see New Orleans play.
Now let's go through.
I mean, I know that the Thunder, you know, Westbrook is dynamic and all that good, so people want to see the star power in the playoffs.
Right.
But I want to see them. I want to see New Orleans because Anthony Davis is a story that no one talks about.
He's really good. He's definitely talked about, but just not enough. On the East, Atlanta versus, let's say, the Brooklyn Nets, because that's who I think is going to be in. Who you got in that game? Obviously,
Atlanta. Brooklyn sucks.
Brooklyn does suck. I don't even know how they're in this mix.
The East.
Cleveland versus Boston. That's going to be a tough matchup.
No way.
They really will.
No, they're going four.
Cleveland's
four.
Okay.
Yeah.
We all agree on that, but I'm just saying it's going to be a tougher matchup than you guys.
Whoever plays Chicago is who's going to have hell.
Yeah, Chicago is going to be playing Milwaukee.
Milwaukee will take them to seven. I think they will. Honestly.
Well, it's going to be a tough series. I don't think they'll take them to seven.
I don't think they will.
Toronto versus the Wizards, and that is going to be what I'll be watching.
It's going, yeah, because it's going to be so fucking garbage.
No, it's not. Yeah. Those are two good teams.
Yeah, they're two good teams, but they're two okay teams.
Let me tell you, right. If Chicago has a healthy Derrick Rose, they will be
a force to be reckoned with, for sure. Okay, now let's hop down here to the West. Well, we want to skin through this little this topic we got going on here. Golden State Warriors versus, let's say, Oklahoma City.
They can put both teams on the court, and Golden State would still win.
Okay. The Clippers versus the Mavericks.
Clippers all day.
Clippers all day, baby. Yay, yay! That's my team. That's my West Coast team, for sure.
Spurs and
Grizzlies
would be the best matchup in the West.
The Spurs-Grizzlies, yeah, the Spurs have that, in my opinion. And then Houston and Portland.
Be the best one to watch.
Yeah, that would be a good one. But I think Houston loses that.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Portland's really good.
Awesome. Well, we're in agreement. We're good. This is the Rally Randy Show. I did a little parody song, if you will. We played it at the beginning of the show, but we had a couple technical difficulties, which we've become pretty accustomed to. But I'm going to play that song again for you guys, just because I thought it was funny, and I hope you enjoy it. This song is called the D's Nuts Intro Song. And I took a long time deciding on what I wanted to call it, but that's what I came up with. So check it out.
Hey, order us online, and we'll send you a disc, and you'll be like,
"Hey, phone came in the mail today."
Sure did.
These nuts. Ha! Got him. Ha! Got him.
Keep you up on sports, celebrity divorce, and all that other
shit.
Yeah, boy, we handle this. Rattling Randy Show, man, we're on the road. Gotta get it in and tell them groupie hoes get off of
these nuts. Ha!
You know I got them. Take them other shows and turn them off and swat them. Yeah, we need to get this money. Need to get our cut and tell them hoes get off of
these nuts.
Idiot.
All right, well, we back. Hope you guys like that new song that Randy put together.
About 5 minutes before the show. No joke.
Like, dead serious?
No joke. And the last one was, too, man. That was a great song.
That
great
was.
Song, though.
This dude is dead serious talented.
Yeah.
If I didn't have him, I wouldn't have nothing.
If I didn't have Jarrell. Oh.
You'd be fine.
Jesus.
You'd be fine.
I would be.
Most definitely fine.
No. What's the opposite of fine?
Ugly.
Nah.
You'd be up the creek without a paddle.
Yeah, there we go. I'd be up the dirty Hershey Highway creek without a paddle. Upcoming events in Central Florida. April 16th is Jimmy Buffett in the Amway Center.
Definitely going to be there.
Yeah. So speaking of, we need to work on our press passes.
Yeah.
I looked it up. It's kind of easy to do.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple, yeah. A lot of them you have to pay for, and I was reading up on it. If you get a press badge,
mm-hmm.
you pay for it,
mm-hmm.
and it's not recognized by, say, like the Amway Center or something, then you're shit out of luck. You can't
okay.
get in. So right. we need to make sure we get the right press badges. But anyway,
we get press badges to, like, concerts.
Yeah, seriously, we need to do all that stuff.
I'm with it.
And the Amway Center is a big thing. Also, down there, Raymond James Stadium's always got stuff going on. Tampa Bay Lightning.
Got the Orlando... what's the name of the
Predators?
Soccer team? The soccer team, Orlando City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. That as well as the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Rays.
Yeah.
Orlando Magic, the Buccaneers when they play the Packers.
That's that one.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, I won't go see the Bucs play unless Jameis Winston goes there and he starts doing
something.
He's
probably not though.
I mean, let's be optimistic. Anyways, April 17th, Tesla. Is the House of Blues in Orlando. Monster Jam at Bubba Raceway Park, which I will be there.
Yeah.
I will cover that for you guys.
That's Friday.
Monster Jam, that is this Friday.
He's going to be
and
there.
I cannot wait. The UFC Knights baseball team is taking on the University of North Florida. And then Orlando Rocks is on May 1st. It's at the House of Blues again. So check those shows out.
What about the Appetite for Destruction tribute to the Guns N' Roses? That's going to be on the 29th of May.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Rolling Stones is going to be in here in, June 12th. You know what I'm saying, cuh?
We need to go witness history.
For real. Them old sons of bitches, when we roll up in there and we're like, hey, what's up? We got tickets and, you know, we want to check these guys out. They're like, what the hell are you guys doing here? You're like 20-something. These guys are 97 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
We got the latest on the Aaron Hernandez story, which has been going on for the longest. So if you have been following, I'm going to put you in the game real quick. He allegedly killed a guy, Odin Lloyd.
Not
anymore. But yeah, back then, it was allegedly killed his fiance's baby daddy or boyfriend. I don't know.
His fiance's sister's boyfriend. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So they went out. Say he popped him, shot him like a half mile from his house. So that's been going on for months now, actually since last year. So today he was found guilty of first degree murder and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole.
Yeah.
I saw that. You should have saw his face. It was pretty
stone faced.
Yeah. He. I don't think it really set in at the moment.
Whatever happened with the case where he shot that guy in the face and he still lived?
Yeah,
Did that trial go through or no?
Yeah, all that stuff is still being like.
Really?
That one actually is basically due to a technical error with paperwork.
True.
It got screwed up.
Yeah.
To where they couldn't file it against him.
Right.
What the hell?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because the guy who he shot in the face was his friend, and the friend didn't want to basically snitch on him, even though he got shot in the face and lost an eyeball.
Right.
And then,
but he testified in this
and he
in
testified
this trial
in this one, but he couldn't mention
the guy with one eye.
The guy with
but
one
he
eye.
Couldn't mention the
he
previous case.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's trying to get his case reopened against him. So.
Well, it doesn't matter. Dude going to jail for life. Like,
well,
what else going to do?
You're right. It doesn't matter. And
well, actually, life is only life. How long is life?
No.
It's different.
Life
years.
Without parole. He will never get out of prison. In Massachusetts, they don't have the death penalty, which I thought he would get.
No, they
especially,
left that out in 1984.
Right. Yeah. So, anyways. Yeah, this shit. Because
I thought when they say life, I know that's like normally 25 years.
Hey,
and so that's why when people get consecutive life sentences, it's like.
What's the stats on Hernandez? What, like, how tall is he? What's he weigh?
6'1". No, I thought he was taller than that.
Well, he's got to be taller than that.
I thought he was, like, 6'4".
6'4"?
6'4", 240. Yeah. But anyway, he was a beast. Just got a $40 million signed, a 5-year, $40 million contract right before all this happened.
Right.
The dude is only, what, 24, 25 years old.
Right.
And, yeah, he's done with.
Actually, the Patriots are going to try and get back his signing bonus that they gave him, too.
Yeah, no
for,
shit.
For what?
He doesn't need it. What does he need it for?
I'm just saying,
his trifling-ass fucking
girlfriend, his trifling-ass
fiance is probably just hanging out at
the... Cheyenne Jenkins.
Yeah, she's hanging out at the courthouse pretending like it's the biggest thing that ever happened. No, it's the best thing that ever happened to her. She's going to take all that money and all that stuff that they had together,
right.
And that's hers now. All the money and all the crap that he has is hers now. This Joker, she's going to move on. I guarantee you. I know she's grimy like that. Guarantee you that. But let me tell you how. No, let me tell. I don't care.
She a thug herself, though.
Yeah, she probably is. But listen, let me tell you about this guy.
Go ahead.
Well, let me tell you why I think he's a dirtbag. And since he's 6 foot something, and he's an NFL player, and he's probably a lot, you know, linky and stronger than I am. He's gonna have to have two. This is what I do to him. You know them big loop earrings that women put in their ears.
Yeah.
I shove that through his ass cheeks, right? I put one on each ass cheek, right? Then I'll weld it shut, okay, with his hands in there. So if he wants to get me, he's going to have to rip his ass cheek open, right, because his hands are going to be in this earring, all right? So he's got his hands in the earrings, and I'm greased up, okay? I'm greased up. And let me tell you why I'm greased up. And they put me in a cell with this guy. First off, he doesn't have a gun, okay? And he might have a shank, but he only had toilet paper. That's it. Okay, so if he's got a shank, it's taking some time to really crust over. So what I'm going to say is I think this guy's a douchebag because he went down for the murder. He was already convicted damn near, and his lawyer and him came up with this idea that says, we're going to blame this on my homies, my two homies that were there. I was there at the scene, but
right.
It wasn't me.
That's
I didn't pull the trigger.
I think
that
that's,
them
what,
guys.
That's what killed him. When his lawyer opened his mouth and said...
At the end.
Yeah, at the closing arguments was like, hey, he was a witness to the murder.
Right.
So now you're like, so why the fuck you didn't say anything?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
you
could
have ended
it
all.
Because they traced his cell phone, his messages through a cell phone, on Lloyd and his... And this dumbass, he's up there holding the gun and all this stuff in his basement. His own security cameras caught this guy. He's such a fucking moron.
Right.
First
but,
of all,
but
as
I think,
dumb as he is, as dumb as this whole situation on his side was, if his lawyer didn't
say that,
those words,
he
would have got off.
Yeah, he would have got off. They would like. I mean,
because
they said murder weapons. Check this out. They said the jury.
DNA.
Right. They said the jury says defense admission. So the Hernandez was at the scene, creating more corroboration that he was guilty. So I mean, it's like you saying that as his lawyer, you opening your mouth and saying, you know, hey,
that's the best thing that guy could have did, man. Could you imagine that dirtbag being out on the street? He's got a drive-by shooting in Boston.
But
he's going to court.
Let's
shot
say,
that guy in the face.
Say,
he killed Olden Lloyd.
Let's say, he didn't kill Olden Lloyd. He actually did witness that.
Who cares? Why did they say the speculation? What was the speculation why he killed Olden Lloyd? You know?
No.
Because Olden Lloyd knew too much about the drive-by in Boston. That's the reason why he shot Olden Lloyd and killed him. Because he pulled the trigger in Boston and killed two guys in a drive-by. That's why they took Olden Lloyd and shot him out down
the
drive-by.
Yeah, they was like, hey, let's go out and shield. Two of my shield.
And, exactly. Yeah. And all the texts, hey, I'm with the NFL, this and that. And this, see, the reason that he was convicted of murder in the first degree and they didn't even have a murder weapon is because they had all the evidence that pieced those gaps together. Okay, so we don't have a murder weapon, but there was a gun at his house we caught on film. We don't know that he shot him, but he was there. We don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
There's all this stuff that says he was involved, and it says that, oh, he set it up and this and that. Why his two buddies would set it up and pull the trigger?
Well, I said from the beginning that he did do it.
Yeah,
He did do it. Now, in a little bit inside, I really want to see him play a little more football.
Fuck
sure.
That. The guy was a dirtbag.
Okay, cool. I'll give my personal opinion. He was an awesome football player.
I could care less. There's tons of people. There's other people that went undrafted that could do exactly what this guy did. This guy, you got to be kidding me,
no,
man.
No, that's serious, bro.
You got to be kidding me.
If they could do it, they would be there, but they're not.
You know what? You could take them damn earrings off his ass cheek. I don't even want to. I'm not even kidding you. This is some bullshit. I get so pissed off over this dirtbag taking an innocent man's life.
True.
taking it, and then he goes out in Boston, he drive by, and he shoots somebody. Like, what a fucking coward he is.
He actually shot two guys.
Two guys, that's what I said. And then he goes and shoots this guy in the face.
He's been doing this crap kind of since college, man.
Right, he's been in college. He's an idiot. He's a complete moron. His dirtbag-ass mom and his stupid-ass girlfriend, these guys are dirtbags, too. I could care less what they got going on. Come find me, cuz. Come find me. What I'm saying is, this guy is such a faggot, such a dirtbag. I don't need those earrings in his ass. I don't. I'll put his. I'm telling you, man.
You'll knuckle up.
I'll knuckle up on his ass. I'll sling boogies and dot his I's and cross his T's. I swear to God, man, this joker right here can get it, man. No lie, man, because people like that, they just don't understand what life is all about. You got everything in your hand and you gave it up for what? They spilled a drink on you in the club. You fucking moron. What an idiot.
True.
What an idiot. Complete moron. And then they tell him the verdict. He looks over at the jury and he gives him like a little kiss, like he's that cynical.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
I saw when they said he was guilty, and then he looked that sick look over your face came over him, and then he looked over to the side, and then his lawyer
He was either guilty in the first degree.
It was second degree.
No, it wasn't.
It was either first or second degree. Yeah, right? When they came in, they was like, hey, you found the defendant guilty in murder in the second degree. But they came out
second
and
degree
said,
means parole.
But this is what they said. They said, no, we found him guilty in the in first degree.
Right, of course, they should have.
But yeah, so it was really supposed to be second degree murder, but they found him guilty of first degree murder.
Well, that was a big deal. That's why the
deliberation went on so long.
Yeah, exactly. Litigations. Litigators are people that go to trial. So anyway,
so I think it was deliberating. They were deliberating.
Yeah. So the deliberating process of that whole thing took so long because they were trying to figure out whether or not they had enough evidence to get them with the first degree, which I'm so glad they did. I'm so glad they did, and I hope somebody gets ass raped by this guy in prison, right?
You hope someone get ass raped by him?
Now, and I hope they ass rape the wrong guy. I hope they ass rape somebody that's crazy, right? He's been in there. He knows where all the shanks and shivs are, and he stabs this guy in the middle of his sleep. First off, because he anally raped him, and second off, because he doesn't like his stupid ass tattoos, and just because he's a dumbass. He's a complete moron. He's worth nothing now. He had an entire life to live, and now he's got nothing going on for him. And I'm so sad that Massachusetts doesn't have the death penalty because he deserves the death in the death chamber in the gas chamber. He really does. He truly does. That guy's a douchebag. Apologize on that. Anyways, next topic, religion in schools. We got a story on Facebook of a kid some dry snitch went home and told his atheist parents that they were praying at baseball practice, and he didn't like it.
I just read it was here in Leesburg, right here in Lake County, Leesburg, Florida. It was Principal Bill Miller. He got a letter from the Atheist Council.
Oh, okay.
It was her lady name was Amanda Knife. That was her name. She sent him a letter basically saying that he needs to investigate prayer that was led in the baseball practice, and that he need to be reminded. Here, I'll read right here. On February 10th, American Atheist in-house counselor Amanda Knife sent an advisory letter to the Leesburg High School principal, Bill Miller, regarding this unconstitutional endorsement of religion by school staff in a letter. Knife requested that he investigate the prayer taking place at the end of baseball practice and at the end of practice. At the end of practice, led by coaches and students. We further request that all coaching staff be trained about restriction of religious activities at public schools. All staff should be informed that any religious activity sponsored by the school or themselves in their roles as school employees violates the U.S. Constitution as well as the rights of conscience of their students and parents. Then on the 23rd, he responded, and he said, I'm in agreement with your expectation. I will immediately take action to cease practice of prayer. Miller outlined steps to rectify the situation, including meeting with baseball coach staff, in which our advisory letter was shared, and eliminating of prayer and was ordered. So blah, 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 blah. Basically, they he sent a letter back saying, okay, cool, you guys are right, it's wrong, and I'll check it out. Well, I'm not going to say he said he was wrong, but he was like, okay, you guys are right, you know,
right.
It's unconstitutional, it's laws against that, we're not supposed to do that, yada, yada, so I'll go ahead and handle that. Now, they say that Bill Miller is a Christian himself.
Right.
This is my thing, this is the only thing I said. I said, I think he's responding out of obligation to his title, his job,
right.
You know, because I guess it is unconstitutional. But I just heard it's a group called ACLS or something like that, and it's a group that fights against those types of rights, and they basically saying that you really can pray in school, because like Weatherman Joe was saying, if Muslims can go to school and they can pray at a certain time, which is allowed, they can, if your religion allows you to pray at a certain time, they allow those students to go somewhere where they can pray at that time. So why is it wrong for Christians to pray at the end of baseball practice? So my thing is, I'm an atheist and I don't believe in God, heaven or hell or anything like that, and I'm with a group, I'm playing baseball and they start praying, I'm not going to be offended by it, because guess what? I don't believe in that. If you don't believe in that, how can you be upset with it?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you exactly what I think about this.
Go for it.
Atheist people are upset that Christian people are praying at the end of practice, correct? Right? That's
true.
Pretty much what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if we disbanded practice without praying, would the Christian people be upset? Since it's a tradition in sports, and it's such a solid tradition in sports to pray, isn't it easier for people who are atheists just to sit there and not participate, right? Because if you don't do it, the Christian people lose out. But if you do it, the Christian people get it, and the atheists don't have to participate in it. They're also getting their beliefs. You know, it's not saying you don't have to get down on one knee, pray to God, thank God for everything. You don't have to do that if you don't believe in that. You don't have to say thank you, God, and be a fucking poser. You
right.
don't. But what I'm going to say is the Christian people don't have to be silent. They don't have to hide their beliefs. They don't have to, you know what I'm saying? They don't have to sit there and not praise the person they live for. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To me, it's upsetting because they're saying, well, atheists are correct. Well, they're not all the way correct. I don't think that you should see praying in school if you have your kid and he takes a Bible to school. You can't read that here. Are you kidding me? Where do we live? You read that. If I was there, I'd be very upset. I'd say, you read your damn Bible. I don't care what anybody says. You can read your Bible. Atheist kid comes in there and he's got a Bible with him. But it's about the devil or whatever he wants. Well, he doesn't believe in anything.
They don't believe in that good
anything.
Stuff.
Well, what I'm saying is, he comes in there without a Bible. Am I going to get upset he does not have a Bible?
Right.
Am I going to get upset that he does not say a prayer at the end of practice?
I guess they would.
No.
I guess you were trying to say that they're trying to. Well, this is their argument, that we're trying to force their beliefs on people. I remember back when we was in middle school, bro. And we play here in Wildwood.
Right.
I remember when Coach Williams and Howard and when we used to pray at the end of practice.
Right.
They used to sit there. I remember they used to tell us, if you don't believe in it, yada, yada, you don't have to participate.
Right.
I remember that going throughout sports my whole life. They say, if you don't believe in it, you do not have to participate. Those who do, at the end of football games.
Right.
You still see it now.
Yeah.
At the end of football games, both teams, the guys that believe in prayer, they'll get in the middle of the field, they'll circle up, and they'll pray.
Those
who believe in it. The ones that don't, they carry on. It's not a big – it shouldn't be a problem, but they make it an issue. And it was
– and that takes away from a Christian standpoint. That takes away from a Christian standpoint.
That's what a lot of people
said.
That's what he was saying. You're taking our rights away
right.
because of what you believe in.
Yeah,
like, I mean,
it's a culpable negligence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like –
I don't believe in something – I'm not going to be concerned if you believe in it or not.
Right, exactly.
It doesn't bother me at all. If you believe in getting your asshole licked by your old lady,
damn
that's
right.
completely your – guess what? I don't
right.
care. If that's what you like to do, then guess what? That's what you like to do.
Yeah,
but
you
know? the same part is like
– she only eats it if I eat special things. Like I have to eat grainy foods. Also, I have to
go ahead,
Weatherman Joe. And it makes the rim of it taste.
Go ahead, Weatherman Joe.
Oh, man. Anyway, in the same sense, what if you reversed it? What if it was a Christian group that made atheists pray to Jesus? You know what I'm saying? It would be the same thing. Honestly, it would. They go to the school board. Somebody says, hey, they're not praying to Jesus. We're offended. You know what I mean?
True.
And then you take their right away, the religious right away, by saying, hey, you have to pray to Jesus. You have to worship God. You have to. Now what does that look like as a Christian? That's A, doing it the wrong way, and then B, you're doing the same thing that they're doing to you. So why does it have to be like that? Why does it have to be written laws? Why can't it be like, hey, look, Christian people, if they want to do that, do your thing. You got religious freedom to do that. You want to pray, you want to do whatever you want to do. You got it. But if it's atheists, if it's Satan worshipers, whatever they want to do, everything in this country is separated anyway. Why can't that be separated?
And it wasn't like they was forcing these kids to do it.
The
they didn't force anything. That's the thing. That's what killed me. Was like, it wasn't forced. No one forced it. And that's what's unconstitutional. If you're forcing prayer on these kids, or you making them do that, but that's not what happened. It was student led prayer. These guys want to get together and they want to pray. First of all, we all from the same areas, Lake Sumter County. It's a big country. So guess what? Most of us grew up in that type of lifestyle. So guess what we're gonna want to do? We want to pray.
Yeah.
It's that simple. So for these guys, whoever snitched about it or whoever told the atheist council, whatever, Miss Amanda, you know, I think she needs to shove it. I want to write her a letter.
Okay. Well, this is what we need to do. Is we need to just figure out how we can offend people, because that seems to be the thing. Is if you offend somebody, you are in trouble. What's wrong with us as a Christian based group going off to the side, or just saying, hey, practice is done. Head
those
in.
Who like to pray,
those who like to pray stay. We need to do that. You can't take that away from kids.
True.
You can't take their rights away.
You're forcing them to believe, forcing them into your beliefs.
Right. Exactly.
One quick thing. Shout out to Jackie Robinson. It's Jackie Robinson Day today.
Hey, happy Jackie Robinson Day.
Jackie Robinson Day.
Well, let's see. Jesus Christ, yo, you good over there, Cook?
Tidal wave on ice.
Let's see. Let's run through a couple headlines real quick.
Pacquiao.
Mayweather says he'll fight one more time after this fight right here, the mega fight, quote unquote mega fight with Pacquiao. He says he just doesn't enjoy the sport anymore.
He's defeated
it's
mentally,
not,
bro.
It's not challenging to him anymore.
He has been defeated mentally.
Yeah. Well, anyways, his opposition, Pacquiao. There's a film out right now, and it shows how the poor boy Pacquiao grew up, and he became a champion.
I'm just saying, bro. Like he's been literally
Mayweather
defeated.
Making like a scapegoat. If I lose,
it's because I don't have the passion
have the
anymore.
So I know Pacquiao.
This is going to be his last hurrah. One of his main. The last guy is just going to be a go out. I'm going to kick the crap out of this guy.
They saying if he loses, it should be a rematch.
Well, that'd be cool. Did you guys hear the speculation of what the Tennessee Titans are going to do with their draft pick?
No.
They're going to save it up, trade it to guess who? San Diego.
Okay.
For Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers is going to come play in Tennessee, and they're looking at taking Mariota with the Tennessee pick down there in San Diego.
Mm.
Little tidbit of information for you.
Mariota's probably going first to Tampa.
You think so? I don't think so.
They've been talking about it a lot, bro.
It's a lock for Jameis Winston.
No. They've been talking about it a lot. It was like now that the coaches and owners and all them have say what's going on now you're starting to hear that. They actually like Mariota.
Wow.
Take the D-lineman out of USC.
Did you guys hear?
He's way better.
True.
Hashtag FWA, the Free Weezy album. Lil Wayne says it's going to be his best work ever. The Carter 5 is not coming out. The Carter 6, however, by Young Thug, is expected to drop this week. And as you can imagine, Lil Wayne's got a little animosity towards that. But he fired shots at Rich Gang in Nashville.
How are you going to drop the Carter 6 before the 5?
Well, because they're all idiots.
Hey, my Women Crush Wednesday is my mama.
Nice. Weatherman Joe, thanks for transitioning into that. My Women Crush Wednesday is, without her man in the picture or even thought of, Beyonce.
My Woman Crush Wednesday most definitely will have to be my daughter.
Okay. You guys kind of went lame on me today, but cool, whatever. You want to hear some Fetty Wap or you want to hear Yellow Wolf?
I want to hear C. Sam.
I don't want it. It don't matter. I want C. Sam.
C. Sam tripping on the D. I don't think I have that on here. Let's go Fetty Wap. It's Fetty Wap called My Way. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is the show. It's the Rel and Randy Show.
Get ready for Freestyle Friday.
Freestyle Friday. Tell all your friends. Call in. Try to dethrone me. First person to dethrone me gets a T-shirt. And we're looking forward to it, man. We appreciate you guys listening. Much love, as always. And
be out.
See you Friday.
See you Friday.
See you Friday.
Mickey on the track.
Baby, won't you come my way? Got something I want to say. Can I keep you on my bed? But first off, I'ma start by saying this.
Right.
All of the week. You're in the same people.
Okay. Hello, what's up?
You know what, man? Honestly, I'm just gonna go and I might just go and drop you off.
I'm hey, I'll go and grab something to eat real quick.
Yeah, let me call him.
Well, we're